locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting. Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded ancestral and traditional Musqueam territories. That was Danza de los Mirlos by legendary cumbia masónica band Los Mirlos. And Welcome everybody to Viva Perú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Perú, the ointment for the soul. My name is DJ D-Rod, and today's a very special day because I'm here in the station with the one, the only, DJ Bruja.
DJ Bruja.
And who else?
Welcome. Welcome, DJ D-Rod. Welcome, everybody. Bienvenidos to Viva por el Ungüento para el Alma. I am DJ Bruja, and like you said, DJ D-Rod, today is an extra, extra, extra special day. And why is that?
Because
we have an extra special guest here in the studio today. This is our wonderful, our amazing, our marvelous friend, Jerry O'Juan.
Welcome, Jerry O'Juan.
Thank you. Gracias, amigos. Les amo. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Welcome to the studio. Welcome to Viva Perú, El Ungüento para el Alma, bringing you a new episode today. We've been a little gone for the past month, but we are back in the studio. We are ready to bring you some good vibes, bring you some sabroso vibes, especially today with our wonderful friend, Jerry O'Juan.
We're here recharged and reloaded. And Jerry O'Juan, would you like to say a few words about who you are?
Yes, of course. Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here, and I'm so excited to listen to Socum Cumbias today with you guys. And I'm just so happy. Les amo mucho. My name is Juan, or Jerry, and I'm friends with these two beautiful DJs that I have here today. I'm just really excited to be able to share some cumbias, like be in the studio for the first time and see the magic behind Viva Perú. So
yeah,
I'm really looking forward.
So you gave it away. We're listening to cumbia.
Yeah, today is an extra special day because we are going to be listening to cumbias. I feel like in honor of Jerry and in honor of our love to cumbias and our passion for cumbias, because I feel like that's one of the biggest elements in our friendship, mm-hmm. and one of the most unifying things of us. Whenever we go out, we're like, una cumbia? Una cumbia, okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
I think every party I can, at some point of the night, Jerry will be like, why don't we play cumbias?
Yeah,
like, why don't
why
we go
are
somewhere?
We playing cumbias?
Yes. Thank you. I think we have to give some credit to all of our Argentinian friends and just like all of our friends in general. But I think the three of us are definitely more cumbia lovers than other people. So.
Yeah, yeah. I remember perfectly like the night of my birthday. Like, of course, you know, we went out and we were listening to a lot of like reggaeton and a lot of like other like dancing music. And then at one point, like I look at the crowd and Jerry and I lock eyes and we're both together mumbling, cumbia. Cumbia.
Right.
And we ran to the DJ and asked for cumbia, and he loved us. Like, that DJ was like, yes. I will play all the cumbias.
Wow, yes, there's not enough cumbias like playing in anywhere here, so maybe like a quick PSA for all the DJs out there, mm-hmm. if you play in anywhere that plays like Latin music, we're always very excited to hear cumbias. So
we are, yeah. and drop us, you know, slide into our DMs if you know of an underground cumbia place that you want to invite us to,
or cumbia DJs that we don't know about that, you know, host events. Please let us know, because we would love to be part of that.
Mm-hmm. We're on Instagram, Viva Perú at CITR. Find us there. You're going to see a beautiful picture of the three of us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I vote we get started with our first segment of cumbiecitas here in Un Pinche Cumbión Bien Loco Special.
Yeah, I second that.
Yeah. Oh, second that motion.
Too, yes. Second that motion. Okay, so Jerry O'Juan, would you like to tell us what we're listening to next?
Right. So in the next segment, we're going to have Llorar por los Socios del Ritmo, cumbia band from Mexico, cumbia sampuesana de Aniceto Molina from Colombia, and lastly, Lejanía, a very special song for the three of us. We'll tell you why by Lisandro Mesa coming up.
Yeah, king of cumbia.
Yeah, so get ready. And if you're sitting down, I would highly recommend you stand up, you know, because why not? It's a Sunday, we're playing cumbia.
Yes.
You do yourself your favor.
Yes.
So this is Viva Perú and this is Llorar.
Hasta allá, hasta Yucatán. por no estar contigo. Tonto, tonto mi corazón por no haberte creído. Se siente ofendido.
Y hoy que vas camino hacia Naltán, no puedo ya nada remediar. Pues el tiempo ha pasado, sigo enamorado, pero tú amas a otro más. Maldita mi duda fue fatal, y en la que me hizo escapar. Contigo toqué en el cielo y un recuerdo de eso como nunca me hace llorar.
Llorar, llorar y llorar.
Al verte entrar con flores de azahar me pongo a llorar.
Llorar, llorar y llorar.
Al verte entrar con flores de azahar me pongo a llorar.
Ofendido.
Y hoy que vas camino hacia el altar, no puedo ya nada remediar. Pues el tiempo ha pasado y sigo enamorado, pero tú amas a otro más. Maldita mi duda fue fatal, y en la que me hizo escapar. Contigo toqué en el cielo y un recuerdo de eso como nunca me hace llorar.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. My name is DJ Bruja, and bienvenides, gente linda. I am here in the studio today, lucky to be here today in the studio with DJ D-Rod and our extra, extra, super spicy.
Super spicy special
guest. DJ Jerry O'Juan.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I just, I wish everybody could see the party that was going on here a couple of minutes ago. You don't need much to have a good party like this. You just need good music and friends. And this studio, it's amazing. Thank you, guys. Like, I've never listened to cumbia, like, in such an intimate way. It was really beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry O'Juan.
Thank
you, Jerry. We did push the chairs aside. We did start dancing.
Yeah, and you know what? The crispness of this studio, we were talking about it, it's just hits different.
It's different.
So I feel like it's wonderful. And we listened to Lejanía by Lisandro Mesa. That was the last song that played in this segment. And it's such a special one. I think that, you know, we thank Jerrycito for adding it to our playlist and for being like, no, we need to play this one.
This must be.
I feel like, we all have a special connection to it. But now every time I hear it, I'm going to remember Jerry.
It's such a good song. I think for people that are listening to cumbia for the first time, there's like so many different kinds of cumbia, which we will talk about. And I think Lejanía Anya, it's like so good because he has like very specific, I guess, instruments that you can tell even if you're not very like knowledgeable on music. Like we're talking about the accordion and yeah. how like those sounds, even if you don't know what it is, like it just makes you feel something, right?
Exactly. It and evokes the lyrics. Emotion. Yeah, yeah. And it's interesting because some like cumbias, we were talking about how like some of them are instrumental, like La Danza de los Mirlos that we started with. And it's so cool, you know, because it's instrumental. You can appreciate all the vibes, the instruments, the sounds. Mm-hmm. But then some cumbias just hit you with this kind of lyrics mm-hmm. that hit your heart. And especially Lejania, you know, living far away from home, it feels so, so incredible mm-hmm. to be accompanied by a song like that that can make you travel home, even right. if you're far.
And you're sad, but you're dancing.
Exactly.
So that's so Latin of us. Yeah. Definitely one of the best ones in our playlist today. But yeah, Cumbia San Puesana was also by an amazing accordionist, Aniceto Molina. And that one has a little bit of lyrics only, but when it comes, it's like such a punch.
Yeah.
La cumbia San Puesana.
I haven't, like, I guess I don't think about this often, but when you think about the accordion and how it's like, you know, present in so many different kinds of music. But, you know, me coming from the north, I usually think about the accordion from, you know, like regional music or norteñas. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, it's like so present in cumbia, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. And vallenato really, in
right,
Colombia.
Right, yeah. Yes.
And I think the diversity of the sounds that it can bring, like a accordion, mm-hmm. is incredibly cool. And what Jerry was saying, like, you know, the diversity of cumbias, even though, you know, each country, each region has its own flavor of cumbia, it's very universal at the same time. Like, very, yes. I think, consistent. Like, very, sabes que es cumbia. Like, sabes yeah. que sabor, yeah. sabes
you
que sabroso.
You feel it. It's like the yeah. one, the underlying. Like,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. That is like, it's yeah. a cumbia. Right, right. I need to stand up and dance.
And thinking about that diversity, like we also thought we were talking about the diversity of I guess the trends that come with cumbia, no, and how you yeah, like, some people yeah. dress in a certain way,
the modas,
exactly. Yeah. Yes, depending on which kind of cumbia they're listening to, like in Mexico in the north, they listen a lot to cumbias rebajadas, which is yeah. more. Like slow cumbia, right?
Yeah.
But with a very different, I guess, a very different pace, right?
Yeah.
And that's usually associated with a specific kind of like fashion and people dressing in a specific
way. The aesthetic.
Mm. Yes.
The outfits. Yes. Yeah. And you know, it's something that I found so cool about that is that, you know, those groups of cumbia, those bands of cumbia have their own brand, like mm-hmm. their own, you know, like flavor to them. Mm-hmm. Like I love, for example, Los Angeles Azules when they dress up a certain way and right. the colors mm-hmm. that they choose. Like it goes all the way back to Selena Quintanilla mm-hmm. and Los Ninos, Los you know, Ninos. The fact that they would wear like this specific kind of clothing mm-hmm. and hats and boots or even Los Mirlos, yes. you know, the fact that they wear like their own suits and like, yes. it's yeah. so cool because it's like, it's a
whole performance.
Yeah, fashion.
It's like, yes.
It's a whole, it's holistic. And what you say, Jenny, about cumbia rebajadas, I like the resistance in cumbia rebajadas, that it's like, let's go slow, let's just like dance and claro. Really feel this music
yeah.
going against those like super fast,
right, right.
By the way that we live life in such a rushed way.
Yes.
And when we start our next segment of music, we're going to start with a song called Cumbia de Nuevo León by Supergrupo Colombia, which is the opening song in the movie Ya No Estoy Aquí,
right.
which if you want to mention anything about
yes.
that movie.
Yes. So, we talked about the movie because it's like it touches on cumbia, but more than talking about cumbia, it talks about cumbia as resistance. And also it's like very nostalgic because when you see people still dressing that way, that happens still today, right? And it's because yep. it goes beyond the music. It's more like the community and people like...
The identity.
Exactly, yeah. the mm-hmm. identity that mm-hmm. those people have. So... Definitely, you have to go watch that movie after this. If you are into cumbias or not, you still have to watch it because it's just such a beautiful story that tells you a lot about that the culture that cumbia creates, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah, and the resistance, like you know, kind of tejida in in it, you know, which I think is so cool. Cumbia de Nuevo León. And I haven't watched the movie, so I'm so excited. I am going to go home and definitely
right. Check out. I'm No Longer Here. That's the name in English.
On Netflix. You can find it.
Yes.
Amazing. We're going to then listen to Cumbia Sobre el Río / Interludio by Celso Piña.
Such a good song. And then the last song, it's going to be Prende la Vela de Toto la Momposina, which is also a very beautiful traditional cumbia song.
Yeah, and you know what? I like this one a lot because it's a different kind of flavor of cumbia. It starts very slow, but then it like...
Pinche cumbión bien loco.
There's no other way to explain it, to be honest. And Toto, huge shout out to Toto la Momposina, because, you know, Colombian queen of cumbia. So should we get started? That's
I'm ready. I'm
ready. Are we ready?
We are.
Hit me.
Baila la cumbia. Con una negra y a ritmo de tambor. A Valle Verde me voy bailando. San Bernabé me voy a gozar. Independencia me está esperando. En la zapata. En Monterrey se baila la cumbia y sus colonias van a gozar. Yo les dedico mi rica cumbia y se las canto de corazón. Ay, Nuevo León, como yo te quiero. Ay, Nuevo León, oye mi canción. Toda tu gente ya está esperando y se preparan con emoción. ¡Oh! A tu gente. Los embajadores de la cumbia, Super Grupo Colombia. En Monterrey se baila la cumbia y sus colonias van a gozar. Yo les dedico mi rica cumbia y se las canto de corazón. Ay, Nuevo León, como yo te quiero. Ay, Nuevo León, oye mi canción. Toda tu gente ya está esperando y se preparan con emoción.
Ah. negrita, ve, prende la vela, negrita, ve, prende la vela, que va a empezar la cumbia en Marbella, cerca del mar, bajo las estrellas.
Prende la vela, que la cumbia va, pide candela, prende la vela, que la cumbia va, pide candela, prende la vela, que la cumbia va, pide candela.
Welcome back to Viva Perú. That was Toto la Momposina with Prende la Vela, one of our favorites as well, definitely for today. Although it's hard to say because we really have very good songs today.
Yeah, so. The playlist was incredible today here at Viva Perú, el ungüento para el alma. My name is DJ Bruja. That was DJ Jerry O'Juan. And we have DJ D-Rod in the studio as well.
Hello.
In our pinche cumbión bien loco, special.
Pinche cumbión bien loco, that was at CITR, 101.9 FM. That was DJ Bruja a while ago, but we couldn't let that slip. We couldn't let
that's
that
the
slip.
Only reason they invited me to the show, just
honestly,
to make that joke.
That's yes. The only
that's
reason.
The only.
That was wonderful. Prende la Vela, you know, a little mix of cumbia sounds with Mapalé. Huge shout out to La Costa Colombiana and Toto la Momposina. And yeah, you know, we have a few more songs planned for you today, but we wanted to discuss a little bit of our personal connection to cumbia today here in the studio. And we just wanted to let you know why we love cumbia so much, why we connect, what it makes us feel. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
I think we have a lot to say about cumbia, but one thing I think that we all share is that, at least for me, listening to cumbia and dancing to cumbia was something that I didn't do until I was like a teenager. Like, of course, like in when you go to quince años, you always like have your OG cumbia supermercados, right? Yeah. For example,
Ángeles Azules.
Que calor, Ángeles Azules, and that's when you really start dancing to it, right? And for me, like I remember very clearly learning how to dance like cumbias and cumbias rebajadas, and you know, specifically wanting to dance Que Calor, which was like the major hit, and dancing in front of the mirror, like trying to learn.
Yeah, the steps. Yes. Oh my God.
And now I love it. Like listening to it is like a real throwback, but I didn't know there was so many different kinds of cumbias, right? Like so much diversity within it. So after moving here and like, you know, meeting people from Colombia, from Bolivia, from other places, like you start to learn about the different kinds of cumbia, right? And the origins of cumbia as well. So that's why for me, it's more about dancing to it, but also connecting to the lyrics. Like it's not all about party or like it's not always songs about love or you know, heartbreak. There's a lot of songs about belonging and a lot of songs about
identity,
where we come
and community
from.
And
that's one of the things that we talked about the most, right?
Yes.
And you know what, for me, I think like my first memory of cumbia would be when I was a kid and probably like taking a cab somewhere or like taking public transport and just like listening in either the background or like, you know, this person in their car that was taking me somewhere was listening to cumbia on the radio. And I knew then that it was such a good time. Like I just totally. Like, you know, you can't control like the way it makes your hips move, the way it makes your muscles move, but then how it connects with your heartbeat. I don't know. It's just incredible. And I feel like after that, I was always a huge fan of cumbia. And in La Paz, Bolivia, they used to host like a bunch of parties, like a bunch of little events, little concerts of like a lot of Argentinian like cumbia villera bands. So I remember like, you know, seeing Néstor en Bloque, Nene Malo, like so many good bands. But even like Mexican cumbia, like Bandido by Ana Bárbara, like such a hit. And I remember just wanting to like dress like a cowgirl and wanting to like learn all the steps. Yes. Like right. It was always such a good time. And I would say my favorite is like dancing cumbia at weddings. So if anybody's throwing a wedding out there, hit me up.
Oh my God, yes. Hit the three of us up, please. Yes. No, I'm similar to you. I love that I can dance to cumbia. Like, even if I don't know the steps all the way, it's not like salsa that you really have to know a bit more to really dance to it. Even though, hey, just dance whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
But with cumbias, I feel it's more accessible to join in.
Yeah.
And I also love that most of the time in quince años, in bodas, cumbias come together with a sonidero sometimes.
Oh,
and that's just part of like the party and the community.
Yep.
But also you can listen to cumbias on the bus. You can listen
exactly,
to cumbias wherever. And special love for cumbias.
Cumbias while cooking.
Cumbias while cooking, yes. It's not
the
same.
Oh my God, should it be a whole special?
I think that's one of that's one of the first things that I play when I'm like cleaning the house. Like,
honestly, same.
Like, or any cumbias, I think that cumbias are like so diverse, even when it comes to dancing, right? Like, it's not the same when you're dancing Que Calor, or like if you're dancing to Toto La Momposina, or Lejanía.
Or
like
a psychedelic cumbia.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Los Milos.
Right. So it's like, it's really for everyone. For every mood too, right?
Exactly.
You know what's really exciting too about diversity? Ding, that it also exists in Lama.
Yeah, it does. I was smelling the transition. And I loved it.
Transition.
I was like, oh, it's cooking. Oh, it's cooking. Here.
Our cool Lama fact has arrived. It's at the door in the
trademark.
So our cool Lama fact of the week, which if you listen to Viva Peru, you know we always do a cool llama fact.
Because we love llamas.
What? Who's that?
Yes. Says Viviana. She's wearing AJ Bruja. She's wearing her
llama earrings. Shout out to my brother. He brought them from back home. What? Love you, Chaz.
Love you, Chaz. Shout out to Chaz and the llamas. And the fact is that llamas come in a range of solid and spotted colors, including black, gray, beige, brown, red, and white.
There are redhead llamas.
There are redhead llamas.
I can die there. In peace. I've seen it all.
I've seen it all. I haven't, though.
I haven't. I have not seen a red-haired llama.
You will, Didi. I'm sure you will.
Oh, that's an awesome, cool llama fact. Again, if you have any cool llama facts that you want to share with us here on the studio, please let us know. DM us. We have an Instagram, vivapuru@citr. We have a Twitter with 8 followers, because we're famous like that.
You can be the 9th.
Yeah, you can be so lucky.
Or the 10th.
vivapuru@citr. Or shoot us an email, you know, whatever. We're out there.
Find us.
Yeah. Or even if you want to send saludos, or if you have a soundscape of Latin America, paisaje sonoro de Latin America, that you want to share with us, please do. We would love to play it here on air to give everybody a taste of cómo suena Latinoamérica. So I say we start with our last segment of
Perfect.
Musiquita.
Well, it's going to be really good. And I think this is a perfect closing because we really tailored this list pretty well. So the last 3 songs that we're going to have for you today is Pecador by Morenito de Fuego. Shout out to my friend Gabby. She showed me this song and that was wow. Like, that was such a good night. I was like, back.
Shout out Gabby.
Gabita. She shared this song and her friends are so beautiful. They were so nice and we danced to this song like crazy.
Oh, amazing.
Okay. Morenito de Fuego, Pecador. Then we have Una Calle No Separa by Néstor en Bloque.
Yeah.
Shout out to all our Argentinian friends. Yeah.
In Argentinian cumbia villera. Yeah. Cumbia villera.
So that's an OG for Cumbia Villera today. And lastly, we have the El Arbolito por Grupo Nectar.
Yeah. And you know what? We chose that one to go last because it is the newest, like, Peruvian psychedelic cumbia. Listen to the charanguitos, which I think it's the perfect closing for, you know, the perfect circle from coming from Los Mirlos at the beginning of the episode.
Yes, because we always go back to the psychedelia.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. You guys are amazing and we really do appreciate everybody who tunes in. And we will be here on May the 30th to celebrate CITR 85th anniversary. Woo! So get excited for that. We have a whole episode planned coming ahead. Stay tuned
also today for Too Dreamy After Us and for some more amazing programming afterwards. And well, it's been a pleasure to be here with both of you.
Yeah.
Beautiful humans of light and cumbia.
Yeah.
And I can't believe how fast the time has gone. I'm ready to dance to this last 3 songs.
Yes.
Together.
Stay posted because there's definitely going to be more cumbias or cumbia parties. We might need to be those cumbias DJs ourselves.
Yeah. Right. And thank you so much, Jerry Juan, Jerricito, for joining us today. We loved having you as a guest. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much. This is Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned for more awesome content.
Y ahora sí que el ambiente se va a poner bueno. La mano para arriba, ya llegó el moreno. Soy un pecador y voy a hacer un desmadre. Ya que no le guste, que chinga su madre. Soy un pecador y voy a hacer un desmadre. Ya que no le guste, que chinga su madre. Soy un pecador y voy a hacer un desmadre. Ya que no le guste, que chinga su madre. Soy un pecador y voy a hacer un desmadre. Ya que no le guste, que chinga su madre. Agua bendita, pa' que se saque el chamuco, como dice mi abuelita. Agua bendita, agua bendita. Pero lo bailado nadie nos lo quita. Pero lo bailado nadie nos lo quita. Pero lo bailado nadie nos lo quita. Pero lo bailado, pero lo bailado. Pero lo bailado nadie nos lo quita. Aquí es puro loco de remate. Si se quejan los vecinos, nos importa un cacahuate. Traigo rimas finas de 24 quilates.
Estos versos no son aptos para los chihuayates.
Pa' su casa el que no brinque, pa' fuera el que no brinque. Le
damos bomba loca al vato que no brinque, pa' su casa el que no brinque, pa' fuera el que no brinque. Le damos bomba loca a la morra que no brinque. Soy un pecador y voy a hacer un desmadre, ya que no le guste que chinga su madre. Soy un pecador y voy a hacer un desmadre, ya que no le guste que chinga su madre. Soy un pecador y voy a hacer un desmadre, ya que no le guste que chinga su madre. Soy un pecador y voy a hacer un desmadre, ya que no le guste que chinga su madre. En el purgatorio hay un bailongo eterno. Tú pones la cola y yo los cuernos. Tú pones la cola y yo los cuernos. Vamos a quemar en el infierno. En el purgatorio hay un bailongo eterno. Tú pones la cola y yo los cuernos. Tú pones la cola y yo los cuernos. En el nombre del baile, caile. Si no tienes pareja, tú caile. Nada más tírame un cable y te pasamos el sable. Morenito de fuego,
material flamable.
Pa' su casa el que no brinque, pa' fuera el que no brinque. Le damos bomba loca al vato que no brinque. Pa' su casa el que no brinque, pa' fuera el que no brinque. Le damos bomba loca a la morra que no brinque. Soy un pecador y voy a hacer un desmadre, ya que no le guste que chinga su madre. Soy un pecador y voy a hacer un desmadre, ya que no le guste que chinga su madre. Soy un pecador y voy a hacer un desmadre, ya que no le guste que chinga su madre. Soy un pecador y voy a hacer un desmadre, ya que no le guste que chinga su madre.
Yo confieso de ustedes, hermanos, que he pecado mucho en pensamiento, pero es que me trae loco este movimiento.
Y ahora todos para el suelo, ya saben de lo que hablo. Dale para abajo hasta que te chupe el diablo. Y para abajo, y para abajo, y para abajo, para abajo, para abajo, para abajo, y más abajo, y más abajo, y más abajo, más abajo, más abajo, más abajo.
Y que me perdone Jesús nuestro Señor, si la fiesta es un pecado, yo soy un pecador. Si la fiesta es un pecado, yo soy un pecador. Si la fiesta es un pecado, yo soy un pecador.
Una cinta en tus cabellos, una flor en tu ventana, un canario en tu balcón, canta el sol de la mañana. Una calle me separa del amor que está en mis sueños. De tu amor no exijo nada, solo quiero ser tu dueño. Y mi amor, que en busca de ella va, me importa ni el dolor que ayer me hizo llorar. Yo sé que al ventanal mañana asomará su cara angelical. Y mi amor, que en busca de ella va, me importa ni el dolor que ayer me hizo llorar. Yo sé que al ventanal mañana asomará su cara angelical.
Thank you.
you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.